You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Good morning again to our program and welcome to the studio, Della.
Thank you for having me.
Della, how did you get involved in this show as one of the models?
Well, originally I started out modelling about 9 months ago.
Yeah.
And I joined Murder Management, which is an agency in Sydney. They showed this casting to me, seeing if I was interested, and I just took the opportunity and I got chosen as one of the models.
You said there are 42 models in the show.
Yes, it's 42.
And how many dresses are you going to wear or you're going to show off?
So each model gets to wear one outfit.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Just one.
Just one.
So it's going to be your shining moment, huh?
Yep. Just got to embrace in the moment and shine.
And you told me before off air that prior to modeling, you're one of the top athletes, gymnasts in New South Wales. You're basically a sports person before going into modeling.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. I was a gymnast from the age of 3. I did that for about 10 years.
Okay.
And then I did athletics.
Yes.
I represented New South Wales.
Yes.
And then I went into volleyball.
Okay.
And volleyball was the main sport that I took very seriously.
Okay.
I played representative New South Wales for about 5 years. I've travelled around Australia, been to New Zealand. Yeah, I've done a fair amount in the sporting side
of things. Is it difficult to shift focus from being a sports person to being a model?
I think they kind of interconnect in a way.
Yes.
As well. The sporting background definitely gives me the ability to present myself properly and be fit enough to be a model.
This will be the first time for you to have an opportunity to be exposed or to wear a Filipino collection, no? In Jan Herreras. No?
Yes.
So what can you say about, based on your current experience, about this Filipino fashion?
So the Filipino fashion, I know that, for example, this expo is really a work in progress.
Yes.
It's meant to showcase the ingenuity of the Filipino design.
Yes.
Which wants to be shown in a way where it's globally celebrated.
Okay.
As well. I know that there'll be about 5 brands, 4 designers on the night for the expo.
Okay.
Yeah, so I know that John Herrera has about 3 collections that he'll be showing on the
night. One of the collections is called Aguila, which means
Yes. Eagle.
In Aguila is a Filipino term for eagle, no?
Yeah.
So how would you describe? Yeah. Are you wearing the eagle collection or not?
It's definitely something that I've had my eye on.
Yeah. You won't be able to find out what you're going to wear on until that day itself.
I won't know until Thursday.
Until Thursday?
Yes.
Ah, okay. So by Thursday, you're going to know what you're going to wear.
Yes. Okay. I'm very excited.
But what do you know about the Aguila collection so far?
So I know the Aguila collection was shortly designed after the eagle in captivity in the Filipino region became deceased. So I believe that John was trying to raise awareness.
Yes.
For the eagle.
Yes.
And I know that a percentage of the funds that he gets on purchases for the dresses go towards the eagle captivity. And he wants to support it in a way, which I stand by very strongly because I support animal conservation and the environment.
So what else do we expect to see in the show?
We expect to have live music. There's Filipino. There's a kubing, which will be played. There's kubing.
Kubing.
Which is the national, let's say, Filipino instrument.
Ah, okay.
I've heard.
Yep.
Sounds very interesting. Also, Horizon.
Yep.
Is a girl group. They'll be featured on the show as well.
Yep.
DJ Kwajan.
Yep.
Also, he will be playing his DJ mix for the night as well. And there's also Marcus Rivera, which is a Filipino-Australian musical theatre opera singer. And he will be pretty much a part of the show, and that'll be really nice to hear while on the stage.
You're not of Filipino background.
No, I'm not.
So prior to this, how much do you know about the Filipino culture?
Prior to this, not very much.
Not very much.
About the culture, I know that they're very hospitable people.
Yeah.
I know that they are culturally diverse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I know. Sorry. Yeah. I know that this weekend will definitely show me more of the cultural side of things of the Filipino background.
Yes, on a different thing. Has someone told you that you look like the actress Anne Hathaway?
Yes.
See, de la America Post, she looks like the actress Anne Hathaway. When I look at her, you look so familiar to me. You look like
definitely a compliment. Thank you.
What do you call this?
Prada.
The David wears Prada. So you're not going to wear Prada this time, but still it's fashion design thing, fashion.
Yeah, there'll be a part of the three collections that John will be showing would be, one of them is the Armada collection, which also is, it shows the first map in history that shows the Filipinos being a part of, which I think is also amazing. Showing some history within his designs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So can you invite our listeners to watch your, to be part of this historic event? Because this will be the first time that a designer in John Herrera will have a show like this, Tuloy Po Kayo. It's a real Filipino collection, well promoting environmentalism and Filipino culture.
Yeah, so it's running on Saturday, June 1st, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. And it'll be at the Cell Block Theatre in Sydney, and tickets can be purchased online. I know that there will be canapes and non-alcoholic beverages and great entertainment for the whole night.
So. And you're excited or more nervous?
Very excited.
or bordering between nervousness and...
Yeah, it would be a bit... It's going to be an amazing experience, I know that. And it would be, borderline. Okay. I just know that as soon as I step on that stage, it's just me on that stage and just showing the collection. And
it's just a competition between you and the other 41 models, no? It's just basically showcasing.
No, it's not a competition,
yes,
no.
Okay.
But showing yourself and presenting yourself well and having that voice in your head telling you that everything's going to be okay, you're not going to fall over, you're going to present yourself okay. It will just pull through, I know.
Yeah.
And the images will be awesome as well.
Okay, thanks for your time, Della. And
thank you.
Wish you the best of luck this coming Saturday.
Yes,
yeah, thank you very much.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.